Welcome to Sharing the Middle, where we share the messy middles of life. I'm Lacey, your friend in the middle and guide, whose claim to fame this week is just making it through a week of RSV in my household. It could have been way worse. We're at least all doing okay, especially with baby Violet. It's kind of nerve-wracking, but so she's a fighter, per usual. Not any huge ordeals there, but it has been a very exhausting week. And because of that, you are getting a bit of a mini exhausted episode because I am once again still figuring out my footing again with Sharing the Middle. The magic of this, in my personal opinion, and I guess my opinion is the only one that matters right now, is hearing other people's stories. But I am in a very specific place in my life world where being able to plan to talk to somebody is nearly impossible. Violet's nap schedule is everywhere. I have a chronic illness and my ME/CFS has been back, especially in Sharing the Middle. I am talking to people that I don't know personally. And because of that, it's hard to tell people, hey, here's all the ways this might not happen. All that being said, I am trying something. I have decided to do kind of like a hybrid methodology when it comes to scheduling my recordings of these episodes. And I'm telling you guys because this is the messy middle, right? Like, I'm still figuring this out. I do not have an answer, and it may or may not work. So I'll keep you updated. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm asking people to block off a little bit more of their calendar. Give me 2 hours. We're not going to be recording for 2 hours, but I'm pretty confident that within that 2-hour window, we can find 30 to 45 minutes that work, whether that's Violet being occupied or napping. It also comes with what I am looking at as radical flexibility. Not only do I say, please, you know, if something comes up, feel free to reschedule. I'm saying, if you need something to go, this can be the first thing to go. I mean, would I love for you to be there? Absolutely. Recording these episodes is always one of my highlights. But the problem is that if I'm asking you for flexibility as a guest, I want to make sure you get it from me as a host. So whether it's I have to schedule a doctor's appointment and this is the only time, or this particular project has a time-sensitive deadline and I really need this time to work on it. Cool. Understood. Do it. I'm asking you to hold more time on your calendar. So I am more than willing to be the one to give it up if it's necessary. And once we get to that day, to that 2-hour window, usually in the morning, I can kind of have a good idea how the rest of the day is going to run. So I can give like an idea to the guest and all these different things. And maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe my chronic illness is real rough that morning. Then we've got options for you, or not you, but like the guest to record and all these things. And I know this is a little inside baseball, but this is an example of me sitting down and looking at what do I actually want. I want to have these conversations. I do. They're wonderful. I also don't want to let people down. And trust me, sending a message day of or day before saying, I'm really sorry, I don't think this is going to happen, kills me every time. I hate feeling flaky. And chronic illness has made that feel like a necessity. So if I'm going to be flaky, you be flaky too. And at some point, we'll flake at the same time. I don't know if that works. Anyway, now that I have this idea, I've got to start getting guests again. But because of the holidays and the absolute chaos that is in my household, that has not been happening. Sleep is an ever-changing concept in our house. Both my other kids slept. Violet is just not a sleeper, and it is a challenge. And there's a lot of shoulds that go along with this. Violet's also my first child that I've had since my chronic illness. The other two were older when I had the onset of my ME/CFS. So things are going to look differently. I'm at home. The other two kids, I was working full time, so they went to daycare as soon as possible. So the combination of all these things makes this situation different. And so I have to allow myself to be different. And even though I would love to be able to like, this is our sleep training method and we followed it to the T and I've done this and she gets these perfect meals all the time. Guys, that's not happening. But I can tell you that she's getting fed by me. I'm still exclusively breastfeeding and with food. She is the most cheerful least sleeping child that I feel like there is in the world, honestly. And we are figuring out how to make it work. And that's okay. It's different. It's allowed to not be what that was before. I will say she's gotten more one-on-one time than both the other kids. So there is some benefit to her. So yeah, that is a little update on where we are and sharing the middle. I love and loathe making these kinds of episodes because I want to be consistent. I want to be that badass version of showing up every time and I've got good content. And by the way, using content just in this, it makes me sound douchey. But you know what I mean? Like, I want to be all those things, but I'm not. So this is how I can be consistent. And it's messy. But if I'm not messy out loud, how can I expect anyone else to feel comfortable being in their own mess? Thank you for this quick little check-in of sharing the middle with me today. We do have other really awesome things going on in the JSM. No shame in our game. We are having some really awesome guests and collaborators along with answering questions. Joy Moments is a delight every time. As always, if you want to submit a question for No Shame in Our Game, submit your own joy moment. If you want to be on Sharing in the Middle, I would love to have you to share your messy middle. If you go to joyfulsupportmovement.com/submit, you can pick which one and submit, and we can collaborate and either share your story, your joy, or your question. Thanks for sharing the middle with me today. Thanks for being here. And I can't wait for what comes next. Hey, thanks for sharing the middle with me today. I hope our conversation resonated with you wherever you are in your own messy middle. Make sure to visit us at sharingthemiddle.com to find show notes, resources, and other information about today's episode. And you can always submit your own middle story for a future episode through the website. Your voice matters, and we want to hear it. Make sure to connect with us on social media at Joyful Support Movement or me at Lacey Shares to continue the conversation. You can always support the show by leaving a review, sharing with a friend, or joining the Joyful Support Village. And remember, the middle can feel a little less messy when we share it together.